Pierre Thomas, welcome to Upfront. It's truly a pleasure to have you on the show, and you're going to be talking about Soul of a Nation, which aired this last Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. And this is a six-part series, news magazine series, all about the Black experience in America. It's unprecedented. This has never happened before on broadcast on a broadcast network. And we're really excited as viewers because I think this is a conversation that we need to have as a nation. So when you found out the news that ABC was going to be doing this, what was your first reaction?
Well, first, thank you for having me. It was one of excitement and trying to figure out how I could play a role, how I could help, because when you do something that's unique, and we really feel that this is unique, you always want to be contributing to something like that. And to have a program conceived, produced, reported by largely African-American journalism professionals with support from across the news division, not just Black people, but across the news division, with the news division fully behind it, was something that, you know, I think as an African-American, you feel pride in, but then you feel the pressure to want to make it good.
Now, you had the opportunity to open, really, the series. You were the first segment, and you talked about all of the events that took place on January the 6th with the storming of the Capitol. Was that the assignment of choice for you, or were you given that assignment?
Well, as the news always unfolds, it was organic. You know, we had the insurrection. We knew that there were some stories there, especially with the Confederate flag and the people making anti-Semitic remarks and the different things we saw. We knew there was a story there. Then we get word that there's a African-American police officer with the Capitol Police who initially told his story anonymously. And then it was mentioned during the Senate trial that there was an African-American police officer who was called the N-word 15 times during the insurrection. So we went on a mission to see if we could find this officer and see if he would be willing to tell his story on the record. And thankfully he was. And sometimes when you get an interview, you're hoping that you find truth. And one of the truths that we found is that race wasn't just a theme during the insurrection. It was a dominant theme inside that building. And to hear that man tell his story, fighting for his country, fighting to protect members of Congress. And as I said in the interview, race seeped into that too. And he describes this moment where, you know, he's tired and he confronts a group of about 30 people. And he starts to engage with them because he's trying to buy some time to rest and also hoping as a good officer that maybe he can talk these people through and not have to resort to violence to deal with them. And they start telling him, well, nobody voted for Biden. You know, the election was stolen. You know, it can't be true that he won. And he said, quote, I took the bait. And he said, I voted for Biden. Does my vote not count? And there's a couple. And then one of the members of the couple said, this blank N-word voted for Joe Biden. Then the other member of the couple said, this blank voted for Joe Biden. And the next thing he knows, he's the victim, the target of 30 to 40 people chanting, this N voted for Joe Biden. And the moment where, you know, he ends up in the Capitol Rotunda, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's such a beautiful building and the ceiling goes up, it seems like forever. And there's all these wonderful murals. It's just grand is the word you would use. And he looks around in that moment later in the day, and there's trash throughout the rotunda. There's water bottles. There's, you know, smoke in the air from the tear gas and the munitions that the mob was using. And he sits beside a friend of his, and tears start flowing down his cheeks. And he said, I got called the N-word more than a dozen times a day. Is this America? And you're interviewing him and kind of a gulp comes up in your throat because he's taking you there. And Harry Dunn is his name, is ends up being a natural, wonderful storyteller. And I don't know whether he's had training, but I have to tell you, he broke down the moment and how he felt in such a real and sincere way. And I've been struck by the response to the interview, family and friends, and just, you know, but it's a part of what Soul of the Nation wants to do, real conversation. In this case, two Black men. And Cornelius, I have to tell you, I couldn't sit down with him and help but share some of myself with him, you know, as we had this conversation, because I wanted him to know that, yeah, I'm a journalist, but I'm in this conversation with you. And I think if there's any theme about Soul of the Nation, I think we want to take America inside some of the Black experience. Now, you can't, it's such a myriad, complex, layered, we're not going to be able to do it all. But I think that conversation is one worth having and one worth, you know, delving into.
You mentioned that you were able to really share part of yourself as you were doing the interview. And as a viewer, we were able to see that. And I said, you know what, for the first time, I'm really getting to see and learn a little bit more about who you are as a person. I feel like this series is allowing you guys to kind of let your hair down. You know, I love some of the editing of the show. It was, there were some moments that were very comical. And I was like, now that's real Black. I was like, okay.
Yeah, like the in the kitchen with Sunny. I mean, she's as real as it gets. Wonderful colleague. Byron Pitts's piece about reparations was, I thought, really informative in his elegant stories telling style. And, you know, Adrian Banker, you're going to hear from Lindsay Davis. TJ Holmes, so many of my colleagues getting a chance to play a role and contribute to this, what we believe is a landmark series.
You know, you've been in this industry for a very long time. You were there at a time when you didn't see as many Black and brown faces, but now you're starting to see more. So do you kind of feel like you've kind of blazed a trail and opened doors for the Sunnies and the Don Lemons and the TJ Holmes to be on television today?
Oh, those people are so talented and so gifted and so, you know, thoughtful. I think they would have made it. You know, I just feel like the best way to describe it is you want to represent. You know, every job I've had, I've often been the first or one of a few, from Roanoke Times to a young, very young reporter at the Washington Post. I started there when I was 24. And then eventually at CNN and then recruited to come to ABC. And hard to believe I've been there 20 years, but I'm still pretty young. I'm gonna just get that out there. I was a young man when I started. But, you know, what you wanna do is be excellent. And then the people that are making these decisions go, well, you know, excellence is not assigned to a particular race. And I'm so proud of my people, where I come from. I don't come from the money. I don't come from people with a lot of, but when with in the material sense would be stature, but they were wonderful, hardworking, you know, people and people with values. I mean, I was in church every Sunday, whether I wanted to be there or not. And so when you get an opportunity, you just want to show who we are. And if that opens doors for other people, then great. I mean, I have to admit it's in the back of my mind. It was in the back of my mind, not just to do well for me, but I know when I first got to ABC News, the notion of a African-American correspondent, you know, playing a role on a daily basis on the evening news and Good Morning America was not all that common. It really wasn't.
I want to ask you, since we're talking about that, how instrumental was Max Robinson to your career?
Cornelius, I grew up in a county, Amherst County, Virginia. Lynchburg was the closest moderately large city I would describe it as. The main channel was WSET, an ABC affiliate. So guess what we watch every night at 6:30? ABC World News Tonight. And, you know, Max Robinson, I just had so much pride watching him. Became a huge fan of Peter Jennings, you know, James Bond of Anchors, as they used to say. And he was very supportive of me when I got to ABC News. But I remember watching Max and going, man, I wouldn't mind doing that. Maybe I could do that one day. And it's those small kernels of hope that often inspire people, particularly people from our background who've been through the things we've been through.
You've covered a number of amazing events, amazing stories, but is there one story that you haven't done just yet that you really would like to be able to do? And if so, what is that and why?
My friends would laugh because, you know, yes, I want to, you know, do an interview with LeBron James. Yes, I do. I'm a huge LeBron James basketball fan. And there's so many layers to that young man in terms of the educational opportunities he's been providing. He seems to understand the connection between education and so many of the attendant problems that some sectors of our community have. And I would just love to pick his brain and have a conversation that's about sports, but also not about sports. So maybe he'll see this, you know?
And my last question, you know, the media industry is changing so much. I mean, I think year by year, decade by decade, it's all changing. Everything is going digital. How do you stay on top of all of the numerous changes that are happening in terms of media and how we get our news? You know, a lot of folks tune into just Instagram sometimes just to kind of scroll and see what's happening.
I use the same approach no matter what the platform. I need to be informed. I need to be thoughtful, and I need to have things in context. And, you know, I use that same standard, whether I'm putting something out on Twitter, whether it's going to be something I might post on Facebook. It's the same standard. I'm representing ABC News and I'm representing myself. And, you know, sometimes you just got to keep it simple. And that's what I try to do.
Pierre Thomas, thank you so very much for being a guest today on Upfront. Again, we're talking about Soul of a Nation, which is airing every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. on ABC. It's an unprecedented 6-part series about the Black experience. And we thank you and ABC for doing this as a viewer. I was just ecstatic at the fact that they thought, and also to do this outside of Black History Month, I thought was a really, really good way of presenting this amazing series. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me.